Hi. Good morning. It is 10:02 a.m. Thursday, June 21st, 2018. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. This meeting was set for 10 a.m., just 2 minutes shy of that. This is the Brooks County Courthouse. This is Special Commissioner's Court, Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Second floor courtroom, Brooks County Courthouse, open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, this is roll call.
Doria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Precinct 2 Commissioner is out today.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. At this time, I'll be taking any public comments. None? All right. Let's move on to line item 2, approval of bills and claims. Mr. Petroli. Okay.
Landfill 2,103.62, total of 96,994.65. We haven't had court for a while.
Ouch.
So that's why they're up a little bit. But we're doing well. I mean, looking at the expenditures, no one's over the budget expenditure, so we're right where we should be. So nothing to worry about.
How's the landfill doing?
Well, they're doing fine in their expenditures, but their revenue is not. We can talk about that in the budget.
Yes, that's right.
But as far as the expenditure side, everyone's within their budget as far as the total amount of monies. You're going to have a lot of line item transfers, but overall, we're within that budget frame that we projected in our budget. So it's good.
Good. All right. Motion to approve?
Motion
by Martinez, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir. Line item 3, discussion of the Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2018-2019 and other related budgetary items. Let us begin. That's yours. Wants to go first. I start with the county judge's office. Yes.
I just want to just brief report on a couple of issues that we need to really look at before we start diving into the budget. One of the issues is that these are things that are going to be a big change in the budget projected. Number one is health insurance. We have no idea. I don't know at least any status of what we're doing. Funded, fully funded. The worst case scenario is keep fully funded, which is not really a bad case. But that's going to affect our budget. We need to know that.
That's right.
Ambulance service, we need to know that because if we go with a different ambulance service, the same ambulance service, they want more money, where is that going to come from? Because we only have X amount of money that comes in to our Fund 31, our healthy skill set. So the rest of that will come out of general fund. So those are the issues. I also pulled up some preliminary numbers on the retirement to get important ideas. We all want to pull back. Remember, we reduced retirement from employee contribution of 7% to 4%, and county contribution from 2.5 to 1.5, and that saved us over X amount of money. So when you got some numbers to kind of gradually increase it back to that if you all decide to. So those are big numbers. In conversation with the sheriff's office, I know one of the big things over there at the sheriff's office is the jail. Now, my understanding, and George can elaborate on this, or more clearly clarify it, is that the GO department, we want to map our jailer is, and they can just transfer to the jail. And they can transfer over there, and we're losing people because right next door is more money.
Right.
So we wanted to increase the jailer's salary. I got numbers for that. You know, these are just things I want to bring to the table, and y'all can get it. No matter to me, right? And then the landfill. We're going to have some issue landfill. I'm telling you, I've been telling y'all since December, revenue is going to be down the landfill. Y'all have an extra girl there now that's doing collections. Her stuff. Remember, she's getting paid right now out of the highway patrol. We cannot. I already talked to the sergeant. I already talked to the judge. I already talked to the health commissioners. My boss has already talked to me. We cannot be funding state employees. Can't do that with county money. That's illegal. Wrong. Right? Can't do it. You can get a memorandum of understanding. I already talked to Sergeant Smith about them being up there in that facility. We cannot be giving them that facility. There has to be a memorandum. There has to be some type of an agreement. We have to be charging them rent. I suggested that, and he actually suggested, and I just took run with it, $500 a month. He said that he was fine with that. And his brass was fine with that. We cannot be giving them a budget. We can't be giving them county money.
Yep.
All right, that hasn't changed. So, Elita, I'm talking about her because she's the one who gets paid out of over here at the waste station. Y'all have her using her right now on the landfill as a service employee. You're either going to put her in a different budget, and that's going to increase that budget because we can't use that money. So, those are issues that need to change also. Those are the big issues that I can relate to. Now, there's other small things like we need more office supplies. You know, that's things we can work on. But these big ones.
Any closed doors?
So, now, those are just off the top of my head some of the bigger issues that we need to really focus on. Oh, and then over about $100,000 loss in valuation. That hasn't changed. Kerry brought that to our attention. We're going to suffer about $100,000 loss. I mean, that's the safe side, right? It might be 75. These are things that, yes, we have money. Right now we have $1.5 million sitting in CDs for general fund. We have $300,000 sitting in liquid cash. So we have 1.8 to get us to the rest of the year. We project by the end of the year we should have at least $1 million. So we have $1 million to play with, but we don't want to mess with our fund balance. That's our safekeeping. That's our baby. Especially for stuff like this that's happening right now. When something gets worse flooding, guess what? We have money that's not budgeted that we can use at our discretion. But we spend that, we don't have it. So we have, to me, as the auditor, and I'll recommend to the court, we have to stay within the constraints without losing our fund balance. We work too hard to build fund balance just to, you know, whatever, because of this and that. So we've been diligent to work within our budget every year. We've never been over expenditures. We've been, our revenue last year was above average. It was more than what we got. So that's good. So we need to keep that mindset in this, because I know already have people come up and say, I need this. You know, that's not my decision, but you know what? Everybody saying, well, we have money. Just because we have money doesn't mean we just go and blow it. I just want to throw it to y'all. Y'all can blow the money. You can take that $1 million and blow it. And I can't do a darn thing about it, except for let the public know.
Exactly. I have to concur with you. And remember, it's not our money. It's taxpayer money that you are.
August, how did you determine that the DPS going to pay $500 a month?
We didn't. We're in this discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that they have a whole bunch of space at the Bruma building.
Yeah. Well, because Sergeant Smith had talked to me and said, well, we got some situation with them purchasing stuff. They can't purchase. I'm not going to allow them to purchase something with county money.
Right.
You know, they had a problem with going. You know, that's one thing that's on the agenda for tomorrow. We're going to talk about the budget. They're buying something without getting appealed. Y'all gave the $300, which they shouldn't have gotten about. I wanted to take care of it during the budget time, like we did with landfill last year. So they got something. I told the secretary, I said, you can't do that. You need something to appeal. If you're using county money, this is a process. So I talked to Sergeant Smith, and I told him, this is what's happening. Next year, we're not going to be able to budget y'all. This is the problem. I called the judge, let her know. And he said, well, let me call my whatever the next one over him is. And they said, so I said, well, ask your brass if they want to do an MOU. And his brass says, well, we can do an MOU on the renting of the building. He goes, but we will not do an MOU on anything else as far as like office supplies or some of the meals, because they know that's their budget. They have a state budget for that stuff.
Yes. And it has to come from us.
Yeah.
Correct. The MOU to them.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So we have to draw that up.
So he said, well, you know, he came up with $500. He goes, maybe, you know, $500. Like, I don't care what we rent for, I'll be honest with you. But we need to have an MOU saying this amount of money, whatever you all decide. Mm-hmm. And they're willing, as far as what he told me, they're willing to, he goes, $500 sounds very reasonable. So I really don't care what y'all rent. It could be more or less. It's not my deal. I just say we need an MOU. We need an MOU. And then we need not be giving them any money for food. We have no more employees at both of those places at all. I can justify when we had employees there that we were putting in a county budget, but now we have no employees. Our job is to maintain the buildings, uphold the buildings, et cetera. That's it. So I'm going to put my foot down and say, no, enough is enough of that. I ain't deciding no more stuff like that. I ain't doing it. If we fix the landfill, we need to fix this.
We still need to fix that.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I want to let you all know, the Commissioner's Court, that as of yesterday, I signed a local disaster proclamation for Brooks County. So, because they did a lot of rescues, elderly and, of course, younger people and anyone that needed rescue out of the flooding waters. So, we're looking at more rain. And I already sent a letter to the governor and asking him for, you know, some type of assistance. And if need be, we have to open shelters and all that. We have everything on ready to go, on standby. But hopefully the governor, you know, says yes to everything. I'm sure he will because, you know, it's been detrimental to a lot of people. I've gotten videos of people with water in their homes, so. You know, we have no flood insurance, and that's going to cost a lot of money. And this is creating a mess, the contamination of water, everything. So just to let you know, all know, effective yesterday, Brooks County went ahead and did the proclamation to declare it a local disaster. Okay. All right.
All right. So those are the things. Those are the thoughts that I bring to y'all. That's also we need to talk about. Before I think we get into these smaller issues.
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to tackle number one.
Let's start with the landfill. What are we looking at?
It depends what y'all want to do landfill. We're going to be short revenue. I already told y'all we're going to be short about $27,000 revenue. How are we going to fund that?
I have a suggestion. I think because we were entrusted by the people of Brooks County, and we said we're going to make this work, I think all the commissioners' court, commissioners, myself, should take a $10,000 cut. Of course, it's not going to be in this budget, but for the next coming budget, we should all take a $10,000 pay cut and put that money back in there somehow for the next budget year. I think that because we failed, we actually failed. We came three times to commissioners' court in reference to the landfill. And we're still having problems there. We can't, we projected 400 households. We're going down. Instead of going up, the households are going down. We have households that have three homes and 20 garbage cans. And only two people are registered. You know, that's unfair. That's our fault. Because we brought in the individual that is the supervisor to advise him of what he needed to do in December. The auditor gave us the audit. We went through it in February, March, April, May, and it's not going to get any better because let's say this turns into a real disaster. Guess what? Nobody's going to have the money to pay. No one that's registered will have the money to pay. So maybe we're looking at 20 grand right now, but by the end of the year, we're looking at less. So as a commissioner's court, a $10,000 cut from each paycheck, because it is everyone's fault here that you all did not take action to meet the county taxpayers' obligation as
the leaders of the county.
I don't think that's right, because it was a budget and there was nothing to go against to project as to what was going to be elected.
Well, everything's a projection.
It was a blind projection.
Everything is a projection. Everything is a projection.
So we're going to make up for everything that...
Yes, it's our fault.
For everything?
No, no, for the landfill.
Why, the landfill, not anything else?
The landfill, because not, what else is missing?
What else was missed?
The landfill only, right?
Yeah, because this was the first year.
No, yes, you knew. Yes, you all knew. Yes, you all knew. We brought it to court 3 times. I told over and over and over and over. We're going to be in the minus. How do we make it up? How do we make it up? Oh, well, let's do this. Let's do that. We gave the supervisor all the tools to work with. We're still at that point where he has not done anything. And we're still at the point where we're losing money and we owe it to the taxpayers of Brooks County that it is our responsibility. We should have taken action at the very beginning, and we did it. And that's embarrassing. And yes, we owe it to them.
If the people don't want to sign up, that's not our...
It is not that they're not signing up. It is lack of supervision from that department that they are not being told what to do. They cannot do...
Because we have 400 signed up.
Yeah.
There's not about to have signed up.
Exactly.
There's not. They're not.
Okay.
But they're still getting services.
They're...
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
So that's why we're having a shortfall. We're going to have a shortfall. And I'm not, you know, so what are we doing that shortfall? I'm not saying what the judge is recommending this. I'm not saying that. But, you know, how are we going to cover that?
Exactly.
Because that money, I mean, I have no more money to transfer over there in the budget. So, I'm going to shut it down. There's no money. What can I do?
Shut it down. Shut it down.
You can't.
And so I shut it down.
Put it up for...
So if I shut it down, can we have a health crisis?
Put it
exactly. It's not that easy. Oh, you know, we came to court. I told y'all, it started in December when August, the county auditor said, hey, we're having problems. December of 2017, we are having problems. We need to do something. You all need to do something. We're bringing it to court once, twice, 3 times. We're in the minus. What are we going to do? Do they lack supervision? Absolutely. If you're not producing, because we're here to produce, to provide services to the people of Brooks County. You know, you've got households that, you know, one way or another, we're not collecting. Well, what do we need to do? We've already told this is what we need to do. We're not doing anything. We're not taking action. We haven't taken action because for whatever reason, that is unfair. That is unfair to the public. That is unfair to the taxpayers. I'm sorry. You already knew. You can't say I didn't know because we beat this horse.
Well, he's bringing in his report tomorrow. Let's see what he...
Well, his report was done. It should have been in on the 19th to Mr. Olivares. You know, it's time. We need to stop babying people because they're here to do a job for the people of Brooks County. They're not here to, oh, well, you know what? Let me give you this and let me give you that. And let me do this, because you know what, we need to help you. No, we already helped them. We helped them. And we gave them the tools. And we're still not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So, yes, including myself, that I wasn't a part of, because I want to take action. The commissioners did not want to take action. So the people of Brooks County need to know what happened. They need to understand the reason sometimes we raise taxes is because, oh, we have this really nice salaries, and you know what? I don't want to lose $10,000 because someone is not doing their job. I specifically told you all, without that supervision of that individual, this is going to go, it's going to get worse and worse. Where are we now? We're at 20, maybe, probably less. People call me every other day. I can't pay for my service. I can't pay for this. I can't do. And it's going to get worse. We have delinquent accounts that haven't been collected for 3 or 4 months. The same ones. As a matter of fact, like I told you all last time, we increased in delinquent accounts for the month of May April, because December, January, February, March, April had not been collected. It went from 107, 101 to probably 110. And that's a lot. You take $20 for every single month. That's a lot of money. I had, back then I gave you all the amount of money. You know, I understand how it works. Politics takes a big role. But you know what? You were elected to do a job. And if you can't do it, then I'm sorry. People need to be reprimanded. They need to be terminated if they're not doing a job. Because you hire these people to do a job, and you tell them. And you're still telling them. And they're still not doing what they're supposed to. We are 3 weeks from the last commissioner's court meeting that we had in reference to the landfill. What has improved? I'm sure nothing if we go back. So I don't know how you can sit here and say, oh no, I'm not going to take $10,000 out of my salary because, you know what, it's not fair. No, it is fair. It's very fair because you have failed.
Judge, I don't think we failed. It's just this was something new for all of us. Now, if y'all, your wishes is to sell the landfill or lease it out, it's not going to be fair for the constituents from the outside area to pay double, because I mean, the only thing that we're charging them is $20 a month. But we did our research, myself and Bertoli. We wanted some people from the valley, same people that are doing within the city business, we're looking at contract them. They were outrageous. So we choose the lead to go dump all that trash in Alice, Kingsdale, and we're paying cheaper than $160,000 that they wanted to charge us. Now, put the math together. Yes, it's not fair for one person is paying and the others are not. I agree with that. But if you all have a better solution than ours, that we're the commissioners and the next party coming in, share that information with us. I would love for y'all to share that information with us. But I guarantee you, they're going to go after you all too. There's a solution to take care of this business. There is. Maybe we got the fact. Not the right person working there, but I feel, I don't know. Maybe the whole staff is not worth keeping. I really don't know. This is something new for us. So how can we sit here, take $10,000 out of our salary because we want to put it back in the general fund? Well, you know, would you do that, you sir? If you see my face, would you do it, Mr. PPG? Take $10,000 out of your salary, sir? Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'll do a study.
I mean, what? 1 year we've been on this. We're not even
masks.
I mean, come on.
Now,
we saved $250,000, Mr. G, on a garbage truck. We put a brand new engine, $20,000, sir. We do the math. So we're saving money here. We are. You know? No, of course not, sir. But I'm just saying that how can we just do away with a landfill without doing more research? You know, so
absolutely.
Anyway, guys,
if I tell you, Mr. Williams, okay, if I tell you, you're going to go and you're going to make $100,000, just go make them, okay? But you've never had that opportunity before. You have nothing to compare to. Okay, last year I made $200,000. How does he expect me to make $400,000?
Let me answer that. Sir, hold on. Let me answer that. If you're given a job, it's to do and whatever. You know, and you want to make it a success because it's the first time, it is the first time you're going to do this. Okay, you want to make it work because the people are depending on you. It is not, we tried. No. No. You have to have your ducks in a row in order to be successful. You have to have everything ready to go.
But you have to have a duck to follow.
But yeah. You are a leader, my goodness.
But you were told you were going to make this much money without comparing anything.
Well, no, y'all didn't take action.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. You have to have a plan.
This is a brand new business. I mean,
let me tell you guys.
This is a business. Exactly.
No, I believe it's because, you know what, Tony said something, and, you know, we did work on this, right? I think we did our due diligence. I got a tip, we're not coming here stupid and blind.
That's right.
So we budgeted $100,000. We're not saying, hey, allow landfill workers go make $100,000. We're not saying that. $100,000 is based on 75-8% of the projected people. We've already met that projection with $400. You take 400 times 20 times 12, that's 97, that's, we're short like a couple thousand. But we're not short, we're going to be short 20-some thousand. So there's a problem there. So it's not the projections. It's not that we projected wrong. That's not the problem. We didn't over-project. It's that, look, the amount of people there, the problem is that we're not collecting money from the people and they're getting service. That's the problem. Let's be honest with each other.
Exactly.
That's the problem. So don't blame yourselves, you know, and say, well, the court did that projection. No, we did not. We did safe projections. We might be short $6,000 in our projections. But that's okay. That's not 20-some thousand. So just because it's the first year doesn't mean that we did wrong because we didn't do it right. We did do it right. It's that, you know, there's an issue there, and we're not going to get there because of that issue. So how, you know, so now we have to figure out how to fix that issue. So either we lower the budget, and if we lower that budget by, you know, that money that we're going to miss, you know, but then that means we lay off somebody and they don't have that people. You know what? There has to be something.
Something's got to give.
Or we give them more money and they continue doing what they're doing. Well, the issue is that, you know, there's been rural pickups being picked up and they're not paying, and some people are paying. If I'm getting my trash picked up and I know I'm not paying, I'm not going to pay you. And that's the mentality of some people. I'm not going to pay you if I'm getting it free right now. So we can't either, let's go back to picking it up free then and wasting it, you know, and add $100,000 to our budget.
You see, we created that. We created that with,
yeah,
you know.
So it's not bad. It's set already. Y'all didn't do a bad job when we predicted it. That's not the problem. The problem is that it's not being run efficiently to get the revenue that we projected. We got the people in the community saying, I want my trash picked up, and we're off like by 5 or 7 people from what we projected, which has gone pretty good. You know, but now we just need to make sure that all those 400 some people are paying. You said the best one day, Commissioner Green, you know what, if they don't pay, cut them. Okay, so if we have that solution, you know, we had 405 that signed up, only 300 are paying. I don't know what the exact number is, but 300 are paying, okay. Well, now let's put our projections based on 300. Let's work with that number. And that might be $50,000 short, $100,000, right? Okay, but we're going to have to lay you off because they're not paying. We're going to have to do something and mingle this. You know, we can do that. You know, because, and it's not your fault. It's, you know, well, are we going to do that because of one person?
How?
No, we're still going to pick up. You know, but the ones that are not going to pay, they should not be getting your garbage picked up. It's not fair.
It's not fair to the people.
The driver has to live who pays or who doesn't.
The planet. Look.
No, there is
sir,
a lobby.
Look, there's always been a plan. There's always been a plan. The plan is this. It should have been. The plan should have been this, because we talked about it in December. People need to pay. If you don't pay, you'll get the... But what happened is that people continued not to pay. So you're talking December, hold on, January, February, March, and it goes on. And they're keeping their services, and we're, you know, these trash route is going, they're still doing it. And the person running that landfill is not doing anything about it. So what do? We lay off all those people, or salaries are going to go down, and we start laying off people again. Because something's got to give. We cannot leave the county budget. Yeah, I mean, that needs the budget.
Because we're already transferred. We budgeted $270,000 from the general fund to cover that.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, $270,000 to budget. I'm already giving all the money to that fund.
Everything.
You know, if they hold back on their expenses, if they might offset that loss of revenue with their expenses, right? But we're still short revenue. You know, when Raul gives his audit, he's going to say, well, y'all budget this amount of revenue, this month came in, it's less. Y'all took a loss of revenue. And my job as auditor is to make sure that our revenue is in line. That's my job.
So what do, like at the end of the budget period, you see that, oh, this department didn't bring in what we projected. What do? You lower it a little bit, right?
Yeah, you can lower it. Yeah. But the question is to the court is, do we want to lower the revenue? Do we want to lower the revenue to meet because some people are not paying because of someone don't want to make them pay? And I don't understand that. You know what? Is that going to solve the problem?
No. Well, he was going to bring in a report tomorrow. Let's see what he did. And it's going to depend on that report tomorrow.
Right? We should have done this in the first time.
Because
if it doesn't work, it's like spoiled milk. If you put it back in the refrigerator, guess what? It's still spoiled.
We have problems with software. We have problems with software.
My
we
God, there. Go manual. Do something. Do
we
something.
You take the, right
you take the initiative.
It was all new. Everything was new. The department was new.
I don't care what report he's going to bring. I already saw what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what numbers he has.
That's right.
It's relevant. You know, software is QuickBooks. I mean, there's people real.
Yeah, I know. Simplest thing.
I mean, it's not complicated.
It'll tell you, okay, this person has not paid.
No.
Outside of not talking
to you.
It's
very easy. Anyone can use QuickBooks. I'm not
But didn't he have something before that?
Yeah, but that wasn't. We fixed that in January.
Okay.
We finally said, yeah, this we fixed it in January, and he still had a problem. So it's not the software. Don't blame the software for it all.
Don't make excuses for something.
So my thing was that's y'all's problem. My thing is, okay, we're going to be short. We're going to be short. Okay, so whether he brings his report or not, you know, we're going to be short. Are we going to lower the budget, or how are we going to, or do you want to add more money to that?
No, lower the budget, and then we have to let go of one person, do we?
Okay, so then let me throw this at you. So say you lower the budget, and you let go of one person, because they've already told you that they cannot operate on that amount of people because it's too less. They need more people. And that's why y'all gave them that extra person to help
that's right.
The collection. So how is that going to be? It doesn't make sense. So we're going to cut them. We're going to cut a person. And they're going to say, well, you're cutting me one person. I actually need two more people. Because that's what they're really telling you. So now it's going to be a worse situation. You know, there's a problem. And it's not a budget problem. We budgeted properly. I'm serious.
Now,
they
could
start the budget.
It's an administration problem. Administrative problem. You have to put someone that's going to take the initiative and say, we have to do this in order for this to be successful.
I have an idea, as we're talking about on the collections. I know that he said that one of the big problems is collections, and he's not a collection agency, which is it's true. There's companies out there, and I wonder, you know, if we're going to cut a person, if need be, cut a person, I wonder if we can cut a person and then find out how much it takes for these companies.
companies can bill these people and that election. Let them take care of that work. And, you know, because there's companies that do that. They'll actually, they'll collect the bill. And I'm not talking about line burger. I'm talking about collection.
Yeah.
All right, that's an idea. How much will they charge for us to do that?
And they're going to take part of whatever they collect.
Yeah, and they'll take a part of that salary. You know, that person. I mean, there's a problem.
Yeah, you either.
Well, the last time I remember was over 100. No, that's not. That's not due for enforcement. They're getting their trash picked up. There's not paying. But they have to. You know, I was talking to some people. How do the counties have dealt with this?
Exactly.
How do they deal with it? How do they deal with people not? How do they deal with that? We have to find that out. No, they pay every month.
Every month, they have the option of paying a whole year.
They can pay ahead.
Some people can pay the whole year.
But that's not the problem. The problem is not. It's, okay, we're not questioning, but the problem is we're still picking up the trash.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's not going to, if we can touch anything, that's not going to fix the problem.
That's the problem. That's the whole issue. It hasn't stopped.
Just stop that. We're, you know what? Then we can work with the budget.
Exactly. But it doesn't stop.
But is that going to make a difference on the revenue if those people are not paying?
Yeah, if they don't pay, we don't budget them. If they don't pay, we lower the budget, but we have to lower the expenditures. You know, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So we know that. So we would have to lower that. So, but is it worse than selling guy or girl that lose their job because one's not doing it?
Exactly.
It is wrong.
It's wrong. Especially when you've been told over and over and over. The remedy is here. No, we can't do it. We can't do it.
Are they down one person?
I'm sorry?
Are they down one person already at the last? Are they short one person already?
Yes.
What do you mean?
The landfill.
And now we have another one helping. Yeah, we have everything.
Oh, yeah.
We have everything.
Everything goes to the Treasury Department.
Yeah, everything goes to the auditor. We're way over this already, you know. It's something we should have taken care of a long time ago. Because everyone is going to take, you know, the heat for it. And cutting salaries is very difficult. But when push comes to shove, you're going to take those people from the landfill that make very little money, that work from 8 to 5 every single day or whatever the time they work at out of the heat. While we sit here, make decisions, you know, about that landfill, and we're making high salaries, and, you know, hey, let's get rid of one because, you know, we can't afford it. And right away, oh, no, I don't want to take a $10,000 cut. Is that fair?
Judge, our salary is already below all the other elected officials.
I understand.
We're making less, the commissioner's fault. I don't know about you, but the commissioner's
less
money than every other elected official.
For what is being done? I think it should be way less.
I work.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying you don't work. What I'm saying is that we need to take action when action is brought to the commissioner's court.
This is not our... Not
I'm willing to take $10,000 from my pay to help the landfill.
No. I'm not.
That's right. Absolutely. It's a thankless job, okay? But we have to do it.
Well,
actually, it's not up to him, it's up to us. make myself responsible because...
So are we going to be responsible for everybody that didn't meet their budget?
That's what I asked.
No. You're responsible for not taking action when it was brought to you. I'm sorry? Absolutely. Exactly. Exactly, as a court, we are responsible. And we are responsible for taking action when it is brought to the court, when something is not working, when we are losing money, and we are told in advance, and we are forecasting, the auditor is already forecasting, hey, in 6 months, guess what? We are minus 20 grand. Exactly. So what do? We sit here and earn our big salaries while people are over there making $7.50 an hour, and you know, they're going to lose their jobs, and we stay here. So, yes, I'm willing to take a $10,000 cut to help the landfill. That's my contribution.
No, I'm not going to take the cut.
Well, I'm sure.
About it? No.
Well.
$40,000.
So
it's fine.
So, Commissioner Garza, so that means that we're going to cut every elected official because they already meet their quota.
Yeah, that's
what
I mean. Are we going to be
the only one that suffered is the landfill, correct?
Are we going to cut the common judges?
A lot of them
are not going to
meet budget.
Yep.
You know?
Well, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 right here. $50,000.
Because if that's the case, I'm going to cut everyone's.
Let's do it.
All the elected officials.
Yes. I that was my second thing. That's right.
Let's be fair.
Let's be fair.
Everybody,
we're all responsible. Absolutely. Cut every elected official.
I'm ready to do it right now.
Let's do it.
Because I'm not going to cut $10,000 because of the landfill.
No. I will take $10,000 off my salary. I will. You can take 10 out of mine. And then every elected official will take a cut also.
No, we're not going to take it,
right? Well, we just want to take it, but I'm just telling you. This is what the people of Brooks County. We have to make up what you all didn't do during Commissioner's Court.
If it was in reality, if it was our fault,
so
be it.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, if you look at the big picture, it's not.
It's not.
Reality is, it's not.
Okay.
Our fault that the people didn't pay. It's not our fault that they didn't sign up for service.
In
what way is it our fault?
I guess they don't want to be here. I don't know. It's posted. It's public. Anybody can be here.
I know that it was... I know that Missy taxes to everyone.
Well, this is the first budget. Yeah, this is the first budget hearing we have.
Nope.
These are suggestions that are we're going to throw around. You know, I think that's the best thing to do is help out that landfill.
We're done with the landfill?
Yes.
We're done.
Yeah, start cutting. And this, I'm hoping that this will be probably the first time, and it's going to be so simple to cut everyone's salary, and that's it. You know, because we are... the commissioner's court, and I think if opportunity is, oh, well, you know what, you're going to this or that, or I can't afford. No. This is an elected position by the people.
Okay, well, we're going to take a vote because we have three that say no, and we have one that said yes. Take
we're
a vote.
No, we're not going to do a vote. We cannot take a vote. You can say no. You can work on my budget with minus 10. The rest, I think, how much would you want to give back as an elected official? How much can you all afford?
We already gave 10%.
Well, in reality, how much are you giving back because you took the 2.5%?
I'm giving more than the 2.5.
We didn't.
I gave it to my assistant.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, I gave it to my assistant. I'll take my 2.5 or whatever. I'm taking more than 2.5. Don't matter to me. I'm going to step up here. I'm going to step up. It's time.
I don't know whether we can do that.
Well, I think every elected official should take a cut. That's my thing.
No, I don't think so.
What cut do you want to? How much cut do you want elected officials to take? We have. No, we have to make up some revenue. We have, well, the general fund needs help, and we're going to help it by cutting elected officials. It doesn't matter if I'm here or not. The next 4 years depends on what we do. All right. So I'm not selfish. I'm not selfish, and I don't need comments from you. I'm going to tell you, settle down already. I'm giving you the first warning. There's no need to say selfish. There's no need for anything. I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Okay, so there's an option. Another option for LAMCO is to get the projections and lower the amount. Right, that's one option, right?
Yes. Don't rehire the person that left.
Well, I need to talk to this commercial about some people.
Right.
All right, so there's a couple options on the table of what we can do to help fix the LAMCO, right? Health insurance.
We're going to go.
Do you know the status of health insurance?
Well, we extended it 2 more weeks. According to David T., he wanted to extend it 2 more weeks. So I believe Monday's the last day. So I think we'll have the presentation. I mean, not the RFQs.
Have we gotten a bid from tech?
They're right for their renewal.
Yeah, we already got the bid.
Self-funded insurance. We're already in June, getting into July here. I know it takes some time to get all this stuff prepared, so we're coming to the table in a couple more weeks. We're already into the first week of July. And then, you know, and I know David T.S., I remember him saying that there were some options of let's have this money set aside for this. But, you know, all that budget stuff. We need to know that because
exactly.
Health insurance is a huge thing. And you know, our first doctor ran into a lot of issues with health insurance. We had to shut down all that kind of stuff. And because it wasn't budget property and that was self-funded. So I do not want to go backwards so on that health insurance issue. So we need to really make sure that that's being expedited to our benefit. If it's not to our benefit, if we're running out of time, that's my recommendation, we'll back to full funding.
That's what I think. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I don't know where we are. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Because I know the self-funded is going to take like 5 months.
Yes.
And we're already on the time.
We're
not. TAC told you that?
That's what we heard, yes.
Well, TAC will say that because they're the ones that are.
TAC didn't say that.
Oh, who said that?
We found out from the last budget that we were too late.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that health insurance is a big thing for our budget. That's all I'm saying. So I guess we can wait a couple weeks, but you know, we need to kind of say enough. This is too long and not enough.
Sure. Okay, next.
Ambulance service.
What about those bids?
They're coming in. Monday is the last day, so we'll be hearing them. That depends. You know, we've got. I haven't gotten any bids back.
No.
And Monday's the last day, so Monday is when I get them, and.
So what happens if we get those bids?
Same people's bids.
They were the same people's
bids? Yeah.
Okay. So that's the bid of the same. We have that money budgeted.
That's budgeted already, yes.
If that's the case, we're okay there. I feel good about that.
Okay.
No more money from the government.
That's right.
That's fine. If that's the case.
Now, if we get someone that's going to come in, you know, Monday's not okay. And by Tuesday, we can have regroup with the committee and move on. All right.
This one's probably going to bring up here, but the jailer, the increase in jailer's pay. We talked about increasing just the jailers, and I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking about rods, minutes, and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about jailers. There are one, there are two, there are three, right? Positions, not people. Our jailer positions are not adequately, you might say, well, that's all around August. They're not adequately sufficient to meet what next door to them is making. We're losing jailers. Doors can maybe level one. We're losing jailers because the pay next door for the same job is higher. increase their salaries to meet whatever they're making next door, then there's no excuse for, well, I'm moving to cut the money. Right? If that's something I want to do, that's going to cost us, I've already figured out, $96,000 with fringes and everything.
That's the increase, or is that
everything?
Everything included.
Yeah. Fringes is roughly 96%. So that's something you think about if you want to do that. And I kind of figured out, there's a couple ways I can get that, to be honest. One way is we're getting rid of these positions at the highway patrol budget and the waste system budget. Those two budgets combined could meet the need for that money. So we're not going to actually increase anything. We're just going to transfer those into here. No budget increase, no taxes increase, money there. That's a problem solved. Or there's another thing in the budget. The sheriff's department, we ordered some vehicles, included vehicles, and we budgeted this year to pay those vehicles. But those vehicles don't come due until October, a new budget. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay those things off in this budget, those vehicles paid off a month ahead. So come next budget, we don't have to budget anything, and there's another $100,000 that the court could use somewhere else. All right? Mark, that's my budget.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's money to do that. That's what I'm telling you, without increasing anything, if the court decides to do that.
Well, I think that's a good idea. We need to be competitive. Training people and they leave is very difficult. You know, I think 2 years ago we had to have an emergency meeting because you all were short-staffed, correct? And I think that we have to be competitive.
And then the tips will follow the call. Then we can really decipher, you know, because a lot of people leave because of that and this and that. They can't say I'm leaving because of money. So
that's right.
But then here comes the question, which I talked to Bert about, you know, what about the other, you know, people in his department, other people in the company? You know, we're not, because it's not fair that they're getting a raise and I'm not getting a raise. I do it all the time. But the thing was, we're not giving that anything, we're giving that position. Because that's what that position means. And I said, well, my position should make this. Okay, maybe it should. But we don't have a competitive county next door to us right away that's sitting right here. So we can just attract them to. If they want to go somewhere else, they're going to travel 30 miles to get somewhere else. We have a place that's literally 50 feet, and they can just get the next job.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be competitive. I agree with that. I don't follow that. I think that's a smart move. And we already got the money, so it's not finding an extra money, which is even better. Something I didn't think about. And those salaries would be $14.50. Base salary for the beginning people, 15. That was 40, 15 for the assistant water and call for that position, and 16 for the main one. And that's competitive with what they are.
So August, you said 15, 50
for
14, 50
for the base for the
regular day.
General, not managerial jailers.
Start the salary.
Yes.
Okay. Starting.
Starting pay.
And $15.50 for the assistant admin, and then $16 for the admin. Because you have to have a scale, okay?
Yeah.
That makes sense. And that comes out to about $96,000 with what they get paid now compared to what that would be with fringes and everything, roughly. So just figure $100,000, which we already have that amount of money. Whether we want to take it from that line item we have paid $100,000, or we want to take it from these things. We have money to play with. Without increasing taxes or increasing our budget.
Very good. I totally agree.
So if y'all want us to include that in there,
yes.
This way we can start including these things in there that we know, if that's what y'all want.
Yes,
yes.
I do.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So Angie, we'll include that in the budget. So next time we bring you, we'll bring that and include it in the budget. So that's the deal. What else? We got retirement. Our retirement. couple of years ago, was the last year or 2 years ago? We lowered our retirement, the employee contribution from 7 to 4, and the Brooks County portion was from 2.5 to 1.5. We lowered that because of money constraints. Now that we're sitting a little better, we did take the initiative, and that's one thing that will help out everyone. So at least the people in the county and the place that we can get every day, they get that back on retirement. And that's important for some people. So we did a couple of figures. If we go to, my recommendation is to go to, I'll pass this around, this, to go to 5, go have the employee contribute 5%, and the employer, which is us, will go back to 2. All right? You got to take baby steps, and you're going to see why in the numbers here. With that said, 5 to 2 is an increase of 88,017, so we can use that other 100,000 to do that. So we can actually increase our retirement without increasing our budget. We can get the other desires without increasing our budget. Here's the other ones. I have them on top, 5, 2, 6, 2, I'm going to pass it around. I recommend we go with the 5 to 2 right now and then revisit this next year. And, you know, 5 to 2, I mean, 5 to 2 is good.
That's the first option.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's the best option for us. Otherwise, you're talking 81, what's the difference,
129.
And
170. And 171.
Yeah, we can't handle the other
one. No.
And we could. We have to fund balance. No, let's be smart. So a 5 and 2. So the employee would contribute. So they'll be increasing 1% to the retirement. The first time we're matching 50 cents per dollar. So that's great. We're helping the employees get back to where they need to be. Most counties, you know, and I don't know if we ever have to go back to the 2.5. I think that's kind of crazy. You know, to be honest. I mean, matching 2 for every dollar, I think it's sufficient. We can go back and get the employee contribution back to 7 if maybe you know what I'm saying? That'll help the employee get more money in the retirement savings. But baby steps, we can do baby steps. Again, all that can be covered in our budget already. By the $100,000, we're not going to have the funds for the cards, which we're going to pay this year, and the two budgets. We can budget the chambers and budget our retirement together without raising any money.
Barry. What else?
So do y'all want me to include that in the new budget, the 5 and 2, or
yes.
Not that, or you want
the 5 and 2.
5 2.
Yes?
Yes.
Am I missing anything, Andrew? I feel like I'm missing something. The highway patrol people. Judge, you want to take the lead in this? Or
go ahead, start it.
Like
start it now.
Going on with him? Want me to do
go
that?
Ahead, go ahead.
Okay. So we're going to get an MOU. How much y'all want to charge for him?
Well, I believe that we're charging $1 something per square. Right?
That's what we're currently charging. Per square foot.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot of square.
But here again, if they're going to be using all the offices in the second floor, talking about a bunch of offices.
Yeah.
Well, space. You know, and also,
now,
you know,
$100 is not enough.
But, you know,
they're bringing in revenue,
yeah,
a lot of revenue.
That's my train of thought.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're willing, we don't want to suffocate them.
Exactly.
$500 is more than $0. We're talking $6,000 a year. I mean, they're friends, they help us out, they do a lot of stuff for the county. I'm with you, Tony. You usually charge them on 5, but you know what?
It's a public service.
Yes.
It's a public service.
They're not making money. They're
and
making,
yeah, it's a public service. They're keeping everyone, you know, in check here. They help the sheriff's department and
they brought
the
people in.
That's right. We have what, 20? Maybe about 15? Probably.
I mean, I can get the idea. I'll do a $500 a month. I think that's sufficient. I'm pretty
yes.
sure they can work with that.
That's right.
It's a start.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something y'all want to see?
Yes.
Let me go and take measures.
That's right. $500 sounds good. They're providing a public service. They're helping out the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department is usually lacking staff sometimes, you know. So, yeah, that's great. That's right. They want, and they're involved in the community.
What?
how it is. That's our stuff.
Yeah.
We bought that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're not destroying anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all common money.
Yeah.
It's not like they
said they get off my pocket and pay. But they took the initiative to improve it. They took the initiative to improve it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no,
we just need to get an MOU and you do it. Lock it done right. And they even know that. It's simple. Right?
And they've agreed.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
And as far as we're not going to provide, you know, so they wanted, well, can we provide a budget? We can't provide a budget. I recommended, and I already talked to Jordan about this, and I don't know if he's talking to the sheriff, is that the sheriff has some other funds that he can use to help out them if they need something. That's allowable. So we can go that route without being in trouble. Let's start, you know, let's do it right. That's why we did the landfill right. Let's do this thing right. And this gets us out of the hassle that we've been in all these years.
That's right.
I'll start with that. I'll talk to Mr. Sharp Smith and maybe David's here get something. I don't know if that's
I'll look into it also.
Okay, I think that as far as the bigger things, those are the things that I had. I got the Yakima Pass around, you can see it. The road and bridge, the commissioners will no longer be getting paid out of one bridge.
Yep.
Right? The statute here, the Attorney General's opinion, based on statutory evidence, says that the commissioners' court are not just in charge of road and bridge, but they're in charge of all the county. Right?
Other buildings.
Everything, the whole county.
Everything. Yep.
And the road and bridge is just a portion. Road and bridge money is under law are only used for roads and bridges. The commissioners' court do not make roads and bridges. They supervise the county. We can allocate whatever percent the road and bridge might be, but that's ridiculous. So we're going to take fair. This is going to be a little. This is going to kind of hurt the general public because we're going to take all their salary, and we're going to have to implement it into the general fund. That's going to save the road and bridge. Yeah, 120, 100, whatever it is, that's good. We can work on bridges and we can work on roads. But that's what we need to do to get out of it. And I didn't know that until recently. I was going through some stuff with some different auditors and I found that out. So that needs to be done this budget year. It's just changing y'all into the general fund. But remember, that's going to offset the general fund.
That's right. More. Even more. Even more.
That can be done.
Yep.
That money for road bridge
and
that has to be used for road bridge.
And the whole total on that, not only salaries, but...
I don't know what things it means. I know salaries are up 48,
160. Okay. You have it? What would be the total amount for the general fund? $10,000 is looking a lot better now, right? My selfish act is looking a lot better. $162,000 from the general plus fringe.
So add 20%.
From the general fund. Yeah.
But it is 32. That is the fix. Also, just want to let the court know, as far as in my office, so I'll let you know ahead of time. We as the auditors and as the county, we have an antiquated software system from like 1990s. It's old. We are going to be looking at getting a new financial software system that's going to help generate better efficient reports, all that kind of stuff. This is a company I work at Kingsville. We use this company. I want to go to Kingsville and take some people with me so we
actually look at it, the treasurer's office and all things. This is going to cost us $36,000 the first year. That's everything. Doing all the transfer of data, setup, et cetera. After that, it's just an annual maintenance of $14,000. So, I mean, the first issue is a lot. We need this. Our financial system is, like I said, antiquated. We're buying new computer systems, and we have to downgrade them so it can work. That's ridiculous. Finances is, whether they like it or not, finances run the county. And if we don't have these things to generate what we need to, we're going to be in trouble. I've been holding off the last couple of years, I wanted to do 2 years ago. But I think we're in a better position. So we need to, we're going to have to add $36,000 because the law says you have to provide the sufficient release what we need for the office. And that's what we need.
How long
do we need? We'll do the transfer stuff. I'll probably, about a month, I think we're here for a few. So I want to get that talked to them and they can start doing that and pay them on food. It's not like before, but we need that. It's not a want, we need it. Yeah, this is too much. The software that we have is so important.
Oh, here's the registered department number on E1?
Just together.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all together. So it will run my office and the treasurer.
All right.
How much is it?
$36,000. That's what everyone did. $14,000. After that, no, this $36,000 covered everything. So I need $36,000. And we can get that financed if so be you got one. I know that me and George are working on something, the council, and we can add that to that and get it cheaper. So there's some things that we do if you all want to finance and stuff, we can get that finance. So that we can get some money. Some things that we're thinking of.
And that's the only one that you can get, that is 36 grand and then 14 per year?
This
have
is
you
the one that
research
I know.
And look somewhere else?
Well, this is the one that I know.
Okay. So you're going to go buy them?
I used to use this in Clever County. Like I said, we're going to go to Clever County, take a couple of offices and the treasurer's over there, and so they can see it. And then we'll get their opinions. Because I know there's some people in my office, in their office, they don't want us just because they're used to the old software. Well, that's irrelevant. You know, we need to get what we need to get to make it more efficient. We can't be afraid to change. This is net data. Now, I know there's some other ones, but I don't know what the price is. But I know this company, that's why I want this company, I've used it before.
So you're familiar with it. That's what you recommend.
I have the confidence. So, but we're going to go see. But I'm saying we need to get the software so it costs about $36,000. I'm not going to spend more than $36,000 right now. I don't care if it's another company. I mean, I think this is a lot of money, to be honest.
I know.
Right? But the other companies have thought that they're more, I already think that helps with their voices. So.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm already familiar with it. So those are the pressing issues that I have. Just to let you know again, we have $1.5 million sitting in the general fund in CDs. We have $500,000 sitting in the road and bridge right now. We have a liquid cash sitting in the general fund of over $300,000. At the First National Bank. First National Bank. You can ask the papers. How much do we have in the road and bridge right now?
Right now, as of today, 526,000.
So, yeah, so we have 526,000 plus 500,000. We have $1 million to get the road and bridge. Healthy. General fund, we have 1.5 plus 300,000, 1.8. We're doing good. The county's not in any financial crisis. It's just that we need to maintain that.
On this, how many more payments do we need to cover for the Lone Star loan that we
two more. One
two more.
And a half.
And that's already going to be budget for
next
this year.
Well, they won't let me pay ahead.
Okay.
So we'll pay that one. We have another one of 260 grand, I think. Or 200, I think it's 263,000. And the last one next year will be like 100 and something.
You got those
those money be added to this budget?
Yeah, that, yeah, that money, once we start paying off this debt, our debt portion is like 11 cents, I think. So 11 cents of our dollar every customer pays debt. Once we get rid of that 200,000, I think we'll be down to like 9. Average debt per county should be 7. So we're getting there. We just got to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where I'm at, Judge. Those are the things that I have on the plate. So now if you want to go through.
Let's go. All right. Let's start with mine. On my salary, like I said, minus 10. Admin will stay the same. Basically, I mean, on the court and all that, we can lower a lot of, but we had budgeted last year for the county court and all that. We can, yeah. So just on mine will be 10. Everything else stays the same. Yes, ma'am.
And just to let the court know, because I don't know this, I'm going to find out if we can do that since we have a new incoming judge.
Yeah.
I need to find out if that's okay. But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, whoever comes in won't be till January 1st.
Yeah, but I'm going to find out if we can do that.
Yeah. Okay. That's my donation to the landfill. All right. Commissioner's Court. Page 7. I think as far as budget's concerned, you can do whatever you want with your budget as long as... if I was taking a $10,000 increase, whoa, we would have problems there. Okay.
But I don't know if we can... I know there are certain statutes, and I'm not sure if that kind of, but, you know, as far as it comes with outgoing...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check into it. I already did.
Okay.
I just don't. Yeah. Okay. Commissioner's Court. Anybody can check whatever they want. Feel free. Feel free, by all means. Feel free. Okay. Commissioner's Court.
And this is where we'll put the commission.
Yes. So the salary of...
The salaries will be here.
And 201?
No, they're not here now. But they'll be here.
201? 201?
Yeah,
200,
whatever it is.
Yeah. It was more?
Okay, whatever it is, we're going to put it here.
What is it?
Okay.
Yeah. Just real quick. Oh, it's more. Let me see. A good adding machine?
So we'll put it
okay.
In.
Okay. All right.
We'll
add plus 200 grand.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing else? I mean, so... we need. Okay, let's talk about the agenda. Is that going to stay?
No. It's going to go back to the county judge.
Yeah. Okay. When do you want to do that?
Well, as soon as we can do it, I
guess.
I don't have a problem with it.
We'll do it.
For the next budget, yes.
Well, this way we can add the supplies. And
yes. As well, commissioners, I want to add this to the duties of, because I know that I was in charge of certain individuals. I want them to be in charge for the judge to be in charge of them, because I know
absolutely.
The judge always been in charge of those employees. So... That was a long story, short, make it short. So we took over of those employees. So I would, for next budget, I want the you kind of just take over all those employees that should be under you.
There's about 11. There's 11. Absolutely. When you do the right thing, when you terminate people for wrongdoing, that's when you get your employees taken out. But I don't have a problem.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know, we still need a long ways to go. There could be a lot of changes between now and December. So let's not jump the gun.
Okay, so then do you want to go back to county judge's budget and add some more office supplies to it?
Yeah, we can take it back this coming month. All right?
Well,
and we can add
supplies. We're going to add more money to the office supplies.
Yes. Well, you know.
Or not?
No, because we've always had that amount.
Okay, are you sure? Almost asking?
Yeah, we've always had that amount. Yeah, we've always had that amount.
Okay, so no extra.
Exactly. We can fix it up. Yeah, when we had it, we were, the salary was, I mean, the supplies was okay.
So on the official bonds, going back to the commissioner's court, we're going to have to, Elmerick can help with this. Since we have new commissioners, new judges come in, they have to get bonded, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, so right now we have nothing budgeted. We need some money.
Yes.
On page 7.
Yes.
So how much are bonds?
Depends.
Okay, so. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's usually 7, depending on the position, 7 to 1,000. 7 to 1,000. 750.
You want? So yeah. We get a better number? Because we're talking about 3.
3.
Yeah. So we need 3 different judges. How much that bond is going to be.
Right.
And then how, and then, so going here, so dues, that's dues for, we need to add that back in. We took it out. All this will be paid out on bridge. We need to put it back in here. There's more money there.
25
per person. How much are dues? What do y'all?
When you go to school, what is the registration?
Normally 250, no?
Okay.
Hey, August, just to give you guys some information. I know that I didn't go to that training in McAllen, but I'm going to go to the one in Houston, myself and Mr. Vargas. So just to let you know that I don't know how we're going to do that, but I got to go and take those 16
hours. When is that?
That would be in October.
October, where are you? October? Okay, well, all we have to do is put it in our commissioner's court and,
and
approve that. Yeah.
So it's going to be in Houston.
So it's 207 for the salaries, yeah. With fringe.
Okay, so how much dues?
It'll be.
How much? 250.
250 is what we.
For the first year?
For each one.
For the first year, you have to have what? How many hours?
16.
Okay. You can do 16 in one training.
Well, we missed this one, right?
Okay, but can you?
Yes, we did, but we didn't get the ones in the morning because we didn't know they had them in the morning. There was like a 3-4 hours in the morning that we picked up. So we only picked up 13. So now we need 3.
Right.
But there's something in September in Corpus.
So every time you go, you pay 250?
No.
We should be just 1 time a year.
Okay. Okay. So then it's just whatever. 250 then.
500.
No, but
which
one?
No, it'll be 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 15.
Mm-hmm.
15 and views.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Andrew, you have pencils? Andrew, you have pencils? No. Okay.
Okay, so that's due. So then what else? When y'all go, we need registration. Is that the same thing? Out of time travel.
What did they have before?
They were
in the road bridge.
What did they have?
Whatever we had before us would be
under the road and bridge.
The road and bridge.
2,000 a piece.
Okay.
8,000.
So we put it there, 8,000?
Mm-hmm. It's going up.
8,000. So we have dues. How about anything else that you think of? Registration? What's registration for the dues? Oh, yeah, we need registration.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
We
need
registration. So that should cover the commissioners. We got I-Time travel, registration, and dues, and then we're just on the bonds. Anything else that you think of?
How much for the, what else?
Waiting on the upgrade for the bonds.
And the registration and the dues?
$5,000.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to travel 8.
Okay.
Dues is 15.
Okay. That's it. On to County Clerk. On to the County Clerk. Page 9, 8. Mm-hmm. I guess, where'd you get the back? All right. Next is page 9 and 10, which is
miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. The appraisal district will probably change depending. They always will.
Yep.
Let's talk about the grant matching. Remember, we use that money to cover the grant. I think we save some money for that $10,000 was used for that project on the other road. So y'all want to remain $30,000 in there? How much do y'all want? You don't use it when you
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in there because we might have another bridge coming up. Right?
Yes. How much? 7. So we'll add 1,000.
Yes.
To official bond.
Go back to the. So we're looking at 219. You can probably 19 from the general fund, yeah.
You want to go back to operations?
Mm-hmm. Counter. Anything changes, Elba?
You're going to leave it the same?
Okay. So on page 9 and 10, this is our miscellaneous budget. I think everything, remember, we have Beto, Dante, and what's that?
Eric, yeah. Oh. One.
So you want to keep that the same? The three people?
Yeah, well, I know they run ragged.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I don't know, maybe add a part-timer up to them because I know the courthouse gets.
We'll keep that. I think that's a smart thing.
Yeah.
Let's not mess with that.
No.
I'm talking about the maintenance. Oh, they're not here. Oh, they're 5'10"? Yeah. Okay. We're good there. Let's go to page 10 then. Now we have insurances, property insurance. We budgeted 53, we spent 56, so I say we increase it. We increase it to 57, so plus $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's property in all the county buildings.
Yes.
We just added the fire department, which is our building. All right. And we're talking about repairs for the building. But we need to, we need to add it. So we can add it above. Yes. So you want to have what, 250? 5? to page 10. We need to increase our auto liability physical damage. 1.733. That's accidents, got more vehicles, brand new newer vehicles. So I said we increase that to, we had 27 last year, at 8,000.
Was that out of this?
Page 10, line item 90.22.
You going to add how much?
At 8,000. We budget 27, we had a payout almost 34 this year. That's because we got to get new vehicles, new fleet.
No, sir. General fund.
We can't supplant general fund money because we have plenty of people. That's what is happening back in the days.
Right.
So that's what the county has to maintain. They have to first provide. If you can't provide, then it's okay to use the season. But the sheriff has been very lenient and very helpful. All the sheriffs, to be honest with you, aside from here, to help the county out there. But yeah, we can't do that. That's called supplantation. I know that because we got audited. You can buy diesel, but you can't say, let me lower this budget so we can buy it. Okay. Let's talk about technology. 9499 open contract. But he was only going to use, we're only going to pay him 35,000. That was in case of sheriff, because he's not a sheriff, he didn't have to back up either. So how much you want to do
it? Break it down.
To what?
To what?
Was it 35?
35?
Yeah.
So minus 10. Technology, I said we add another 10,000, we're always adding.
Yeah.
You can get up to par. Every year we're adding new bits. You notice we're spending about 100,000 every year, we only budget 80. So let's add another 10. I think that's it for now as far as this. Page 11, County Court, this is what the judge was talking about.
Okay. We budgeted with 5,000 last year. We're down to 1,000 on the court.
We spent 1,000.
Yeah, we spent 1,000. I'm sorry. That is probably going to remain the same. We don't have it. We can minus that. Maybe about $1,000. Yeah. We haven't been having court, you know, craziness. But let's see. Court reporter, we had 1,000. We haven't used any. I say we go to 500 on that. It's rare that, okay, and then the interpreter, leave it the same, okay, and that comes from the state, the official payroll, everything else, let me see, jurors, we can go down to 500, yes, 9087, it's rare, so we can go down to 500 on that. Mental commitments, we have budgeted 5,000 for that. It's been Amy tomorrow does a lot of them, so he can go down to half. I think everyone is already. Okay. Okay. Page 12, juvenile court. That's an iffy. Depends on juvenile. Yeah, we'll leave that alone. Okay.
Leave it the same,
that one. That depends. If they might get more. I mean, we can decrease it by 1,000. We're still, we're still allowed 6 months. 6 months until.
Third and 14, that's the judges.
Yes. Let them do that. Okay.
Or not do the bond plan.
Okay.
How much for bond?
$250.
Are we down to second? JP one, did all the JPs need that bond?
Yes.
I was just looking for it, but. So one's coming.
And one also?
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the JPs are going to, yes. $215.
Yeah.
Y'all want to do anything on these though?
Reduce them?
Can I, how is JP one doing out this, since last year to this year on her fines?
The same.
JP, we've all known JP one and four don't have much business.
Yeah.
Because, not because they're not doing their job, but because there's just not a lot of business.
They don't have the traffic, yeah.
They don't have traffic.
Is it too late for us to abolish those, the one and four?
That's a day to see.
Yep.
Yeah. We can save, how much can we save?
Well, we're going to have the same problem we had last time.
I'm just talking.
Yeah. We're going to have the same thing. Oh, I got like the people.
No, no,
you know.
I'm just saying because I know that August.
Yeah, and we should reduce them because, why not?
But I mean, I don't know what to, the.
I mean, do the person, do y'all want to, you agree with everything then?
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes I was asking him more or less average 14,000.
The same. Yeah, they bring in the same.
What they bring in is not what we spend out.
Yeah.
We're rich.
David T had done the analysis last time.
It was done wrong.
Huh?
It was done wrong.
It was done by him? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. So anyway, okay. Yes, sir.
That's something that needs to be looked into.
Do bond? I know that she was mentioned to her office that she's a little bit low on all supplies. I thought we could work with maybe we can add some all supplies to hers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that? I mean, we've budgeted $1,000.
Has JP2 mentioned to you that she wants to hire one more person?
Make it five?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Well, I know one of them resigned or quit.
She already has another
person. The one that...
Yeah. Right? There's plus, one that...
Plus one more?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she has total of two, right?
Right now?
Three.
I know it's...
On with the girl is...
Mejia.
The girl, she went to full-time.
And then Mari?
And then the guy.
But Mari went full-time?
No, the other one. The younger girl.
Julita.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about her.
Yeah, she went
three.
So there's three.
Yeah, there's three now. One full-time, two part-time.
Okay. All right.
Well, so I'm just saying, let's add like 500 also.
Okay.
How much?
500.
500.
Yeah, they do a lot of tickets. They need a lot of tickets. They have one full-time employee and two part-time. Yeah, those that meet the policy. If it's reduced, I mean a fine. She hasn't told me nothing as far as off supply. She has two full-timers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she has two full-timers.
JP1 has one full-timer. JP2 has one full-timer, two part-timers. JP3 has two full-timers. JP4 has one full-timer.
So JP has two, right? Two full-timers?
JP3 does. Is it the same?
Yeah.
JP4 has bonds.
supplies?
No.
Do we need the bonding? Can we get it up?
Yes, for now.
Mm-hmm.
We might come back.
Any auditor, that's your point.
Treasurers, page 23. Now they need all supplies. So we can add $500.
That's fine.
So, August, you don't want to work on yours right now?
No, I don't do it.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you did your own budget.
You call me and tell me, hey, you know what?
Okay.
What you need to get, call me.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Can I turn it the same?
Well, crime treasurer, $500 office supplies.
Okay.
And something too important, I've been noticing this, not just in there, but in all. You know, there's people going out on out-of-country travel, right? Would not mandatory things. That is a stop. I mean, one of the things here, the treasurer's office is short of money because they're going to these conferences that they don't need to go. They're not getting C or CEU hours, et cetera. That, well, I have to get certain obvious or nothing on what the treasurer does. But they're going on all different trips that they don't need to. And that's what's taken from job supplies, and they're taken away from, you know, follow-up people here. You know, that needs to stop. So we need to make sure maybe this out of time travel, we need to talk to them and, you know.
Educational hours only.
Yes. Oh. Well, I'm saying if it's in the budget, they can take it. I can't stop them. If you put it in the budget and it's legal, I can stop them. But if you take it out of the budget where, you know, they're not going, and they don't have to go by this purpose, mandatory demons, then I can stop them because the budget stops them. I just enforce the budget. That's all I do. You know, but so y'all said, so we have a hefty amount of money out in the crowd here. I'm telling you that they're going to different trainings that they don't have to go. It's not for CE credit hours.
Now, August, now this trainings that we have to go through, that's mandatory by the state for us to continue our work. Education. Now, in the secretary, when she needs to go to those trainings, for especially I'm going to pick up the treasurer because we're talking about the treasurer, the HR has a lot of responsibilities as a HR, and then those claims as well, the insurance claims. Now, is she going to those trainings because she needs to go, but that's mandatory for her to take those classes?
It's not mandatory.
Now, okay, my next question is, if we don't send her to training, so how is she going to get experience or professional into that field to know when it comes to the HR, to know about the claims, insurance? I mean, I think that they need their training as well.
That's fine. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
That people are going to trainings and they're not CEU, not CD, always need.
Yeah. Now, August. Now, let me ask you this, sir. Do you take your clerks to get trained?
Yes.
Okay. So, but it's not mandatory.
No, they need training. Yeah. Like you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's not mandatory CE.
Right. But they need training to continue working for you or knowing
today.
Yes.
Live work.
Right.
Yes.
There's a lot of things you can also take online. I don't know if she can.
I don't know. I'm just saying because I'm telling you that it's happening here because we're taking from the office supplies
and moving
it to there.
Well,
and what's more important, office supplies to run the county in the office or the training.
Or else, there's budget a little bit more money for them to have to go their training. Yeah.
I have a problem. I'm just letting you know. I'm informing you.
Yeah. Right.
I have no problem with you doing what you want to do. I'm just informing you.
No, I mean, if they need the training, we have to put more money in there for them to go to the trainings.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's fine. Oh, this is what's happening. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
I know for a fact we need to add off supplies because they're taking from off supplies to go to training.
Yeah. They just fix it. And
so how much? To off supplies and want to keep training the same or out of time training, or you want to add more? Because they already got $3,000. That's a lot. Y'all want to get $2,000.
Yeah.
I know that you are.
I think with all the experience that she has, that, you know, that's why she came back, because she had the experience. I know there's new and exciting things to learn, but, you know, so.
Either way, it doesn't matter. I really don't care.
I think office supplies is more important than going to all the training throughout the year. And, you know, that's always minus one at the county treasurer's office. You can't get really too much done there.
Now, we live set in a desperate place at all the time. It's not
personal. Yeah.
We can keep the same in that $500 off supplies.
Yeah, let's just do that, sir. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we need a bond there.
Well, once again, you know, whoever comes in, whether it's Alan, whether it's someone else, you never know.
Yeah.
All right, that's such a
collector. I don't know.
That's such a collector. Oh, I don't know. Well, everything the same, I guess.
Voter registration? Oh, yeah, this is the issue I want to talk about. I forgot
voter registration?
Can you change that?
Voter registration, our machines are bad. Mm-hmm. We've had those machines since I was here as an initial audit. So we're talking over 10 years, a decade. We're putting money into those machines like it's going out of style. I know unless you come in with a presentation, I can do the following thing. That's up in Georgia. We might have to go to the lady who can help finance. So that's over 100 grand. That's something we can get, we can finance, because Georgia is a good project, so it's close to $1, 1,000 buying software, put it all together. Then the reality is we need to get a bond, a tax bond. You know, all there's a lot of issues in the US. But I know last year we increased the budget to $33,000 for election expenses. I don't know what next year holds. Does anybody know what next year's election holds? I know this year we have a bunch of offices working.
Yep.
The sheriff department?
Next we're still looking at.
In November, yeah, of course, but after that, there's a new election coming.
Yeah.
But that won't be until 2020.
Right.
We won't ask about that until next year.
Okay.
Okay, so city
pays. Yes, they do.
But that's not included in this.
No.
That's another fund. Yeah, but we get a big charge for the school.
Yeah.
That's not this. So I don't know if y'all want to. If there's not going to be, only reason we increased it because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on this year for this election. All these different offices running. But there's going to be nothing running next year except for this constitutional amendment. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, there's no other positions running in the county next year, is there?
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
If
maybe write in.
Write in this year, for sure.
If we get lower than this, why can't we lower this?
The election expense?
The only reason we hired it because there was a lot of, we knew there was a lot of offices running. Next year is not going to be nothing better, so if we can lower it back to something.
Yeah.
Does it make no sense?
It's already budgeted. I mean, if, let me see, the writings would be in August? Yes. I know. But when they sign up and all that stuff, you know.
There'll be nothing here. So really, we have nothing coming out of this coming budget.
Right.
So you don't need $33,000. For what?
Whatever, just for the November election, that's it. Or whatever.
Last time we budgeted 16 grand,
mm-hmm.
and they were sufficient with it for whatever was going on in that election. I said we, you know, I said
bring
we
it down.
20 grand, we minus $32,000.
Yeah.
This is a prediction. I don't have a problem that you come back and tell us this time.
Yeah.
So I said we minus 13,000. Since there's nothing major coming on that, we all can pay it.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm. So there's no major, there's not going to be runoffs, none of that stuff. Rest stuff, I don't know about what she needs right now.
Okay.
The machines we're going to have to, we'll put somewhere else.
Okay.
All right, Courthouse and 510, Courthouse and Buildings. This is Bethel and two guys. So are we
part-timers, or were y'all one that you were talking about adding a part-timer?
I think you made me a part-timer, just to come up with it.
I think they did a part-timer.
Yes, they do.
As needed, I would say as needed.
Yeah.
Not a full part-timer.
As needed.
As needed.
Yeah.
So we can add maybe $10,000 to the budget as needed?
Mm-hmm.
Great, make it eight, what is it, eight?
Eight twenty-five? Eight fifty?
Eight fifty. Yeah, the road bridge is ten, eight fifty for it. Alright. And then I'll go through here, once we do the second, and let, make sure that if there's need for electricity, water, and all, I'll let y'all know the next budget. I'll have it. Let's talk about the trees outside. I saw that the trees fell during the rain because we didn't cut the trees. We shouldn't cut the trees. So, can, we have money budget, can we cut the trees, please? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're falling and...
Who's gonna do it, obviously?
I don't know, we had people, we went out for bids.
Because I know we had one. It was over a hundred. A thousand?
I thought the budget was like $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000.
So do we need to bring that back to the table?
Yes.
I'll let that know.
Yeah, let that know.
We need, yeah, they need a little. Or old ones or whatever, you know, if they need it.
Alright, page 28, Jill. We're gonna increase the salary for y'all.
Where are we at with the jail with the repairs? Remember they came by and had all this problems with them? George, can you tell more or less where we at? Did you fix them, or you haven't, find no one to fix them? Nothing at all?
Oh, they wanted some money, they wanted, I think, to pay the town, I'm not paying someone ahead of time to fix it. Now, they go for bids, they should, then it's a job and we'll pay them.
Yeah.
They want money ahead of time, that's what it was. I said, no. I am gonna sign a check for someone.
We can't put someone there just for maintenance.
Shop inside.
George, what about hiring someone full-time maintenance there, just for that, for everything? So, a person that can do everything.
Electrical, plumbing.
Because... Okay. Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
The last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Last couple of weeks, we had bad winter, and we need to... Messed up one of our air conditioners, which we paid $30,000 to redo all our air conditioners.
Mm-hmm.
From then, it was just, one blade was just a little bit off, and we just didn't cause much damage. And this goes back to where we're responsible, and I know it's on the agenda for tomorrow. But I probably didn't control it. We're paying for somebody that is supposed to be taking care of our buildings. Every time we call him, he can't do the job because it's not a PJ service. Or he just doesn't. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So he either doesn't know how to do the job, he can't do the job, or doesn't need just service.
Okay, are we talking about someone that's already employed with the county, or?
I'm sorry?
Are we talking about someone?
That's the maintenance part.
The maintenance part, okay, that's what I wanted to... Okay.
Roof still hasn't gone. I know they go out and cut the grass at all the other places. I hire a part-time employee to do our grass, to do our, to clean up our compound. Those are my...
Okay.
Somebody, can we budget for somebody? Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. Anytime that we have an issue that needs maintenance at the jail, we have to go goes to Jew. And Jew is going to take care of themselves first. And before they come out to us, we have purchased some blocks that needed to pass a drill inspection. And I have that done a couple weeks ago. And 20 bars, our guys did. My jail staff, one of my deputies.
I mean, it's a good idea to have someone there every single day, though.
It would be, because there's quite a bit of stuff that needs to be done.
There's a lot of things there.
The roof still leaks.
That would be
I got up-to-date pictures of the roof just from 2 days ago when it started leaking. The jail is still, there's still that big hole in the maintenance room where they have sandbags so water doesn't leak through. That's where we're at. Okay. I know we did talk to, I talked to Angie about maintenance on the roof. Where was it coming from? Was it coming from the maintenance department? Was it coming from the jail department? There was $20,000 there, but I mean, if you start looking at all the things that need to be done. One window, to replace one window at the jail, is $2,000. That's just anything. Everybody talks about reimbursement from the inmates. But, okay, we're having the same problem right now that you all are having with the landfill. Are they going to pay? It's like, I'm an inmate. It's like, I just broke this. Screw it. I want to go to jail. All right, try and collect. And the bad part is that's the public's perception. That's not ours. We can say, hey, I'm going to charge them. And we're going to keep charging. We're going to add fines. The collection is the hardest part to do. And if you can't collect from them, how are you going to, where's the responsibility at that point? It all falls back on us. Because we still have to maintain a safe environment for our staff, for the public, and unfortunately for the inmates, because we are responsible for their care. I have to keep taking a guy to the hospital because
I'm talking about someone that really is like certified.
Well, she's going to have to be versed in jail.
If you start certified, they're going to want a lot of money. I think someone that, you know, there's a lot of individuals here in Brooks County that do just about everything, you know. They're handyman, they're the everything.
Right. They have to do
it. They have to be certified?
No, they don't have to be. I don't believe they have to be certified. They just have to be able to meet the jail standards. Like, everything that they do has to be to code to jail standards, not just.
So what are we talking about? Like what? Like what?
Just take ordinary a locking system. Okay, our locking system has roughly around 6 or 8 bolts on there. Those bolts have to be special bolts. They have to know how to use them, have the equipment for that, and be able to know where to go get those at those times.
Yeah.
I mean, the plumbing has to be done to a certain code because you can't just use just regular, like a P-trap that you can get anywhere because it has to be confined. It's usually a little bit different on diameters and specs. So those have to be in because a lot of these are in closed units. At your house, you can have it however, but since all this is enclosed, it has to be within certain specs. No, they don't have to be certified. To be able to work within the standards.
So you'll be able to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'd be simple.
So you want to have, you want to, so you put that in the budget here?
Yes.
Yeah. And the salary would be? Sir? And the salary would be what? Well, you know, you're talking about a specialty, specialized person.
Do you want to make some calls?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to research and give a call?
Yeah.
I really don't know what I can tell you.
Okay. All right.
So, so you have names?
On this 512, I know there's one for the prisoner's board. You can increase that. We've actually, you know, we'll probably get to 60,000. I don't know why we decrease that. So we need to add $15,000 to that. That's again, you cannot, it is what it is.
How much is the city paying for you guys for the transport of their inmates? Yeah. $55?
That's not what you charge.
Is and that's like the jail standard, or is it their way they want you to handle their prisoner?
That prisoner board line item that increases the maintenance, that increases the supplies, the other supplies, which is the janitorials and all that. In the last year and a half, we have increased our caseload at least by 60%. Checkpoint cases, we have increased them almost 2,000%. Where before we only get maybe five. Oh, sorry.
On checkpoint cases, we would get maybe about five every month. We're getting about just this past week we got four checkpoint cases, and that's just in 1 week. We're getting about 20 to 30 to 40 cases a month. And checkpoints. On which line?
On the overtime.
The overtime.
No, because at that point we also have medical, and we're sending guys out to a medical run.
They can hire like.
Are you at capacity right now?
Temporary part-time.
Yes, right now I'm at 33.
33.
Is there a possibility of that?
On what part?
Possibly hiring part-timers to cover. Like that, we reduce the overtime and not, I mean, if you do pencil to it, you're spending less if you hire two part-timers to cover the comp time.
on our medicals, yeah, but you still have to get them certified. You're still spending at least $1,200 to get a person certified through the jail system.
But if you find somebody that's already certified?
Also goes back to being able to compete against my next door.
How much do you think? How much more?
On overtime, I'd say at least another 5 to make it up to 20. Because at that point, I can still see. Because a lot of times when this does happen, if we lose people, then their comp time goes up. And then, especially with medicals, medical runs and everything else. I think right now 5,000 would be a good starting point.
The maintenance is good, is going to be depending on the bids and what actually needs to get done.
And I'm going to go through all the budgets and go through and make sure we evaluate where we are in the budget to actually and the analysis of for the rest of the year. If we're off $10 a month, I'll add that. And the next time we come through, we'll have all that information. Okay. And I'll
do y'all want to take a lunch break and come back?
Yep.
Huh? Where's yours? Okay. Hey. You want to contribute to the landfill?
The other thing I'm requesting, I think I submitted it to the side, is the increase in travel because we're having to do it tomorrow to
a line transfer. What was the increase on them?
Right now we have $4,000 in the attic kind of problem, but we're going to go back to 8, where it used to be at a half, and then the restricted fee was at
30%. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. It is. It is 12:07 p.m. Let's come back at 1:30. Are you all good with that?
1:30.
1:30. Yes. Okay. All right. According to the state fire marshal. Like, okay. It is 1:35 p.m. Thursday, January, June 21st, 2018. Ready to resume budgetary items to go through the budget. So where were we? Sure. So you don't use out-of-county travel? Okay, so we can minus that.
Start from the beginning.
104, so there's nothing to do with this.
See? That's not a selfish act.
Okay, that's fine with me. You guys don't go through any trains? The constables are complaining about gas.
Yeah.
That they don't have that much gas. Doesn't mean that they can patrol. So I don't know how much their allowance is. Are we, well, I know they can use that credit card.
Yeah, well, let's look here.
Yeah.
Constable one, we budget 2,000. He needs only 402. I don't think we need to raise the money. Now on, let's see here.
That's another office we need to look at. Other offices we need to look to reduce.
Can we done if we go ahead and put more fuel for the sheriff department's budget for the hospital going to go with them up there, or I mean, or that can be done? Because I know that one time the council wanted to do that.
I'd rather
give them the way it is.
Okay. What they're using, right. Yeah.
All right.
So page 31, council 2, 2,000 budget, we 1,000 for the what. So we increased $50 again to 2,000.
On the radio and repair board?
No, repair and maintenance vehicle.
Okay.
$50.
50?
That's the same for the civil
one.
Okay. Hospital 3, he uses a lot of gas. So we had to actually move money to get gas. So we budget all, I think we budget around 2,000 each. We move money up there. That's how we can give them at least $3,000. Or
plus a thousand.
Plus a thousand. So plus a thousand. Oh, yeah. Plus a thousand. That's $50. Sheriff's budget, page 34. Remember, this is the deputies, this is the secretaries. This does not cover this budget. We have no budget.
Okay.
This
is just the deputies, right?
Right.
Come on, George.
Okay, under, right there. Under.
Nobody said it on the thing. I'm looking for a button. Not a hidden button. Okay. I don't have any papers in front of me. If not, I know I was talking to Commander Rivera. And we're always looking, as I said previously, with the jail, we have increased our caseloads tremendously. We're always, we can always use boots on the ground.
More personnel.
Deputy. Yes, for patrol. We're looking at, like I said, we've increased our checkpoint cases almost 2,000% in the past 5 months. That's just this fiscal year. We have done our MHMR runs, our mental health runs that they call us on. We have to pull a deputy off the road or call somebody in to go do that. We've been utilizing traffic division to go. Each time we get a checkpoint case, it's minimum 3 hours that an officer is just tied up at the checkpoint, dealing with the case, the vehicle, the suspect, and then bringing them to jail and processing and everything. Which means that he's tied up. If something does happen, he has to break away from there, go to the go to a major call. So we just want to make sure that the public is always taken care of. With that, I think 26.795 is the beginning for, as a starting pay for a deputy. So increasing that, the salaries by two would be about 55,000, not including fringe.
I would.
The money talking to hire me for one more traffic because, I mean, revenue is to be coming in. Right? And that, I mean, the deputy's going to say, oh, I agree. We have the money back.
But
I didn't
need it for traffic.
For you?
No, no, no. I'm talking about just traffic.
I don't think I need another one for traffic. I need another one for patrol. Because traffic is bringing in the revenue. Everything that we have, everything that we have
proved. As a plus, with, out of the traffic.
Everything goes to collections. I mean, we can give 10,000 tickets, but if you're not getting the collections, that's the part. And so far, we've met the criteria for that has been put upon us, because you all asked us, can we hit this number? I think a year and a half ago, and we said yes. Ever since they took over, when we went for our vehicles, can you hit this number? And I think we've proved that. Now, with the people, with the right people in the right place, with what we do, we've met those expectations. Now, to better serve the department, the public, and everything else, that with their cases and everything, I would need boots on the ground. I need patrol.
So you guys don't have one just assigned to the checkpoint?
No, because at that point we don't have the funds. We can't. Mr. Petroli was saying that our deputies make $40,000 to $50,000 a year. That's overtime. That's their base salary is 25, 26. Some of them make 27. I think there's one that's at 30. Just depending on where they're at. Mm-hmm. But everything comes out of grants. They don't get overtime. They accumulate a little bit of comp time, but everything comes out of grants. Once those grants go away, we're back in a pickle. So if they ever took Stone Garden away from us, if they ever took Board Star away from us, we're not going to get that. Yeah. I mean, that's we always project for the future. I mean, we're always a year behind on our funding, and that's the way the government has it. So we're already applying for 2019 funding. So we're always trying to get ahead of it. And I know we're trying to get overtime for the regular deputies, because those monies are just limited on what you can do. They're specific. And you start going around the realm of those, we can get into a lot of trouble, and they'll pull funding. So that's why. One person specifically for the checkpoint, I don't. I have five patrol deputies. And on those five, they're working 12-hour days. Yes, sir.
Okay, because I know that we have an agenda item for tomorrow that Stone Garden and y'all put 15 deputies.
Because our
food. How do y'all get 15 deputies?
That's how many deputies we do have.
But,
because
but in
action, that's
we
now.
Have five working.
No. This is we have five full-time deputies, excluding the sheriff. Okay. Uh-huh. But on that, you have Louis that's assigned to the courthouse. And that's courthouse, but he's allowed to work Stone Garden.
Yeah, but that's Stone Garden.
That's the agenda for tomorrow. That's where those 15, because they are allowed to work Stone Garden. Reyes, Garcia, we have two investigators, which is Lopez and Gomez. We have five patrol. So that's nine. Myself and JV is 11. And then the four... traffic can also work Stone Garden. They can work overtime. So 14. Which 10 are you talking about? As long as they're full time. Five that are designated for patrol. Like the canine officer, which is the other investigator, I mean, he comes out and works. So we don't include him. But he's able to get the overtime. But he's not on patrol. He doesn't go and take the regular calls. He takes specialty calls. He does follow-ups. He does an investigator's job. So does the investigator. He does everything from investigating burglaries to narcotics to... to everything else.
Okay.
So you got, you have Rolando Gutierrez, Pompa, Elias Pompa, Ben Gomez, Bianca Mora, and Emmanuel Galvis. Those are just patrol. Yes, sir.
7 days.
No, 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. too. Because at that point, I can cut back on their comp time and their overtime, and they can work actually overtime without having any type of, because we can actually drop back to like a 10-hour shift instead of 12. Because after a while, anything over 16 hours, yeah, you're basically, yeah, you start getting brain dead.
I really don't like for you guys to take those traffic away from doing the job, because really, if you meet the statute of the law, says that they should be on patrol on the highway, not, you know, escorting MHMR patients, or, I mean, I don't know how they see it, but,
okay,
but we got a problem with that, because we, you guys took over them.
Uh-huh.
Myself and Commissioner Garza, he told us that, you know, he was just going to use them for patrol, to DPS, to go out there and give citations.
Not all the time. On occasion, but we do get a lot of MHMR, yeah, runs. And they come in.
Other deputies can transport the 95 or the 96 person to MHMR.
Okay. Who's going to take care of the county?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you have extra?
I have five patrol deputies. And on any given time, I have one floor that goes back and forth, like a swing shift. Uh-huh. And that's only for 4 days. I mean, there's, if I send one, it's either going to be that person or the night person. During the day, if I send the regular patrol deputy, I don't have a patrol deputy that can actually take calls. For what you're saying is, if I send the regular patrol deputy, if there's a major call, am I going to send, I'm not allowed to send traffic to that call?
What I'm trying to say is that we, as commissioners, we approve those four under new law for them to work traffic.
Yes, sir, and they do.
Yeah.
And they, I would say 98% of their job is traffic. It's every now and then that, hey, we get medical runs. You have to go. It's either a drop off and come back. Not only that, we've utilized our civil process, which is Garcia, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Okay.
We've all been doing that.
So I mean, he's done those runs for us before. We get a checkpoint case, and they have a juvenile. They have to go, that officer goes to the juvenile, and then somebody has to take them to Rio Grande because they can't get a family member. I mean, there's a lot of things that we do, and we utilize everything that we can. Like I said, 98% of the time, they're running traffic. And as Mr. Petroli just said, they still hit their goals. We're still doing our job to the best that we can with the tools that we have.
Right.
But if I have another person on the ground actually doing it, I can be able to send somebody else. I can call somebody in. The other thing that we have is, look at right now with the flooding going on. We called everybody in to have everybody come in.
Right.
On standby or actually working on the roads, blocking off roads. All this is public safety.
Let me ask something else. You guys, how many reserves do you guys carry in the commission?
Off the top of my head, I believe it's like 15.
15?
15.
I believe so. Out of those 15, do you guys call them, hey, you know what, I need you over here today, can you make it? We do,
and they have come in when we really need them. But just like other people, they have full-time jobs also, and we just hold their commission. Or some of them, we hold their commission, and they're just, they're retired, and they don't want to come out. So we hold them to a standard.
When you just alluded right now that if they're retired and then you guys are carrying their commission, I mean, you guys can drop them at any time, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Because to me, if I'm going to hold somebody's commission, I expect them to work. You know, not for, because they're retired. So you know what? I don't want to do it. I just want the sheriff to carry my commission. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. for someone to carry their commission.
It's at the discretion of,
right,
of the department head.
Yeah.
I mean, if they wanted to say, you know what, I retired, I just need you to hold my commission because I'm going to be working over here, and they work, even if they're not retired. I work 80, 90 hours on my other job, say that they're in the oil field, because I know I got one or two guys. So they barely come out, but we still hold them because they still go qualify. They still do everything, keep up with their hours.
Sure.
But we just hold their commission. I'll take one. Like I said, I'm not asking for, I'm not demanding that we have these. I just want to bring to your attention that this is what we're at, and this is how we've been doing it. Yes, we have been struggling, but we still do the job. But to make it easier on everybody else, to give more public safety, I mean, I would take one.
And hopefully every year, you know, the commissioners can at least help you guys with a deputy every year.
And I think once you start seeing what's going on and you see the progress that we're doing, I mean, because we've been doing quite a bit. Like I said, checkpoint cases have been increasing. Human smuggling cases have been increasing. We've been doing a lot of just investigations. Our canines out there working. I mean, the guys are not working. They are working. Our traffic division is working. I mean, you asked for the numbers, you gave them to you.
Yeah, I know.
We're out there, and that's all we need to do. I mean, we're going to go out there, we're going to work. I'll take one.
Okay.
Yes. I see. Yes, we did get the deputies did get an increase on their salaries, which does help, and we do appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think we also under budget. We had a 5135. They align with other spots.
Okay. All right.
Overtime, when we discussed last year, we didn't know how much money it was going to be into, because this overtime used to be including with the dispatchers, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Angie? Okay. Part of it. Like, these major things that are going on, like major disasters, we can't use those grant monies because those are grant specific. Okay.
Also on page 35 of the budget, the principal for debt, we're going to decrease that, so that is your, we're going to pay that off, we're going to pay that early, and actually we're going to pay for it for the policy. And then remember, we talked about using that money, couple of things we find.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bjorn?
That's great.
You gonna ask?
Yes, ma'am. Usually we've been doing that out of registrations for the jail. But I know.
I know that every year I've been here, I've been always talking about the budget. The scale from the south side, the pit, are we ever going to fix it? Or maybe the administration coming in is going to do something about it? Because I mean, that's more revenue for you guys, man. It's 80 grand to fix it.
80,000.
I mean, it's a set bill, and they're not going nowhere. So I'm just saying, buddy. Yes, we have always talked about it, but we have never followed up with it.
Probably more let's move back out for
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Okay.
All right. 41.
Oh, then.
This is the fire department. Are we going to ask the fire department? Are we going to help more with fire department?
I mean, after that fire?
Well, I think we need to buy them a fire truck with a ladder.
It's 700. It's, my thought is to, you know, maybe this.
Hey,
we could buy.
Day.
We,
well, course,
we yeah. would need no, to. Yeah, the city and the county would have to
get
together yeah. and finance that. Yes. Because you're looking at $740,000.
Yes, I know.
Or more. And that's a used one. A used one, you probably have to crank up and take off. But, yeah. I know. Yes.
No, I don't know. I mean, going back to the business, yeah.
So how much do y'all want to increase that part?
Well, within a year. I know that we up on the 5,000 for the donation, the firewood, and then we get another 12, right?
14.
14.
Yeah. I said we double that.
Hey,
I'm
okay with it, August.
10 more. 10 more. 28.
Another 14.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Why not? I mean, you know, my heart goes out to them. All right.
Let me ask you, is there a truck right now that the fire department has ordered? I don't know.
They're non-profit, so I guess
if they ordered one or what? Did they order a new fire truck? Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you
yeah,
that.
The brand.
I think we need to come, you know, the city and the county needs to come together in reference to that ladder. Yeah, yeah. I think we need, yeah, if we can increase it, we should. I think we need to do a dual, maybe even 1,000 more. We would have to do an interlocal. Yeah, that's fine. Yes. And then we'll do a new interlocal agreement. Well, it's not much, but it's something. I want to do anything with that department. How many times has he done it? How many times?
He did it last week again.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? That's right. He should. And who's authorizing the, okay, go ahead and not do your job and do the.
I had heard, I honestly heard that it was you that.
Oh, not me. I don't supervise him, so it wasn't me.
No, I'm
going to say no, absolutely not. I told him, you get with your supervisor, Gloria, and she said yes.
No, I didn't say yes. I called the DFW and I found them two people, right?
Well, then why is he going if he didn't say yes?
Well, something happened. I mean, I don't think he would go just to go, you know?
You're saying the sheriff department is paying him to go and
no.
Oh no.
No.
No, we need to stop. We have definitely recommended a person, so we don't need to go with that person.
They already have a person.
And the ones that they recommended?
When did Frazier come on? At least 2 months ago. The following month? Okay. So in the fall, in the month of in May? So from May till now that he's he retired the 23rd. Okay. Yeah, because that's all I'm over here. So between May and now, Bobby is still going out on transport. And then he's going to stay behind on his work?
We called out. We called to them. One had just retired. He didn't want to. He wanted to try and get it. And the other had surgery. And he was considering to do anything.
That's
what we're going to wait.
So Frazier is going to
be. He's starting with the loser's dad.
That's not his job, and it take. He's getting away from his job, and he's gonna be behind. So he's gonna say, "I need help," and so I need. I don't know if Ellie that was able to help or what, but you know, I don't know if he's caught up, but we can't do that. We need to say no. Does he document that on his timesheet that he's out to, you know, if he goes to Harlingen at 6 o'clock in the morning and comes back at 8, that's.
How many times has
he been? I'm just saying. I mean, y'all really need to pay attention to the timesheet.
I don't know. I'm not going to be here and tell you an exact number.
It's been more than once? Okay. Yeah, when he called me, he said, "Okay, well, okay." I said, "I'm not your supervisor. Talk to Ms. Pastor." He said, "You said yes." So
yes,
apparently,
that, yes.
That one time. So what you're saying is he hasn't called you for the other time?
No.
Okay. can have a full-time and a part-time job. It would have to be at the five. Maybe it's worked. So they audit that timesheet. Yes.
No part-time.
Is he going out there?
I don't. He doesn't need anybody. Is he supposed to have that time to go out there and get him?
Nope.
Something about the accreditation from the change of title. I think the agenda item says no increase in pay. That's just to give her the title, but you know, with title comes up with a responsibility, and I need more money, and it's, you know, that's tomorrow. But not to make recommendations to who should be promoted. That is not one of them. That's not one of their bylaws.
That's what I
thought. Yeah.
No, we run that under.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I can see where they want to improve, you know, change. That's okay. But the recommendation to make someone, you know, librarian or head librarian or whatever, that is not in their bylaws. Yes. That is not in their bylaws. Yes. For the new administration that's coming in, whomever comes in, the airport contract is 19 January. That's like as soon as you take whomever takes office is going to be tackling that. Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that.
the agenda. He gave us some of this. Be a mutual agreement.
I understand you have a machine there at the county level.
Oh, good.
Should have been, but they
right now it's only now the burden is on the county. We're giving
Last year, Commissioner Martinez and I met with the mayor and the city manager and one city council member, and they said, okay, yes, we're going to help. It's going to go back to the revert, and all of a sudden, it's like, nope, they didn't want to. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Yeah, I have to agree, but.
I don't think the corporate line changed the difference to the old and more than what they did. Why do I want to see taxpayers' money?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they said yes, but then nothing ever happened.
Well, we need to increase the water because it's the water that they did.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can say, you know, you're going to retire. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that. We can force anyone to retire.
That's a basic.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought we have one spot with, for our budget constraints. That's one coming in, we need to get rid of one spot. That's it. We already got James and Kyle to get the spot. And then there was another person who was a pet. So that's two spots. So we move on.
There was one more he was talking about.
After that, if someone else leaves after that third spot, we need to hire someone else. We need to continue to fill the spot.
Okay. Oh. So, do y'all want to adjourn and then what, next week, 26?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's
a commissioner's court, regular commissioner's court that was canceled from Tuesday. So that'll be tomorrow at 9 in the morning. And then we'll take this up probably whenever you're ready, let me know. 26, all right. Tomorrow too? Okay, my mistake. Tomorrow too is regular commissioner's court that was canceled on Tuesday. And this will be on the 26th, 10 a.m.? Before we say 26, because I know there's courts, but I don't know if that's days. Wait, before we say that, let me make sure that there's no court up here, criminal court. 25th? No, nothing? All right. Then we're on. Monday. Okay, see, well, we can. We're already too far gone, you know? But we already have extended because it was publicized, you know? Then it's like, well, we didn't do to extend it. Yeah, it's already. No, I don't remember. Yeah, because, you know, or, I got to check to see what day is up. But we'll look at it tomorrow.
But the ambulance is on
Monday. Yes, ambulance for sure. Ambulance, the deadline is Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. They extended it. Okay. So Tuesday the 26th at 10 a.m., we'll send it out. And then line item 4, do you have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Garza, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all. It is exactly 2:35 p.m.